When we think about success in organizations, we often focus on skills, leadership, performance, but we forget something essential, the ability to remember who's connected to whom. In other words, how well we recall social networks around us. And that's exactly what we set out to explore. Are there any gender differences in this kind of social memory? And if so, why? We ran three studies involving more than 10,000 people, including a nationally representative sample in the US. Participants were shown a small fictional network and later asked to recall this network. We also analyzed real-life data in natural settings. And here is what we found. On average, women recall social connections more accurately than men. But there is a catch. This advantage depends on the structure of the network. So women tend to rely on a mental shortcut called the closure schema. It's a cognitive strategy that assumes that if A knows B and B knows C, then A and C probably know each other too. And this works well in dense interconnected networks. But in sparser networks, so those with many structural holes or missing ties, this shortcut becomes less reliable. In those cases, women and men actually perform similarly. And this isn't about biology. It's about socialization. Women are more often embedded in cohesive environments, family, close-knit groups, which reinforce this closure-based reasoning. So research helps explain why women are underrepresented in brokerage roles. Brokerage roles, those powerful positions that require spotting and bridging gaps in networks. So what does this mean in practice? It shows that our perception of networks is shaped by experience, by socialization processes, by learned cognitive patterns. And managers can act on this. By recognizing these biases, they can design better training, promote more inclusive leadership, and support women and men equally in building strategic networks.